Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being righteous, recognizing that we've been declared righteous through the blood of Jesus. But that declaration requires that we accept it, that we pursue it, that we live it in order to be it. To help us do that, God has given us an incredible tool. And today we're going to talk and pray about being trained in righteousness. And that tool is His Word. And to help us understand and to learn and to apply His Word, He's given us His Spirit, one who knows His Word and helps us. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and for training in righteousness, so that the person of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." So Paul writes to Timothy and gives a lot of instruction throughout the two letters that he wrote regarding Timothy's role as an evangelist, as one who would share the good news of Jesus. He reminds him that the core of not only what he's to do, but how he's to do it, is Scripture. It's useful. It's God-breathed. It comes from the very mouth of God. And it does those things that we often think about it doing. It teaches us. It corrects us. But part of that purpose of teaching and correcting is to train us in all righteousness. That we would choose what is right, because we've learned what is right through God's Word. We would choose what is right in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions. And unfortunately, because sin has dominated this world, choosing what is right is often not our first thought, our first reaction. It takes training. There are many things that we can get better at if we're trained by someone who knows what they're doing. There are, I believe, skills that sometimes we're just not coordinated enough or have the ability. There's another level that people tend to just have it naturally. But even those who have the skill level naturally of a specific task, they're still only average unless they're trained to be better. I can take a lump of clay, and if I'm trained in how to do it, I can make a piece of pottery But depending on the nature of that clump of clay and what its source is, the piece of pottery will only excel to the extent as to the raw material that I'm working with. There will be a limit. If I get better raw material, I get a better piece of pottery. If I'm trained, if I know what I'm doing. If I don't know what I'm doing, it really doesn't matter. My lack of training will limit what's actually produced. And sometimes we look at our own life and think, well, I'm not very much. I don't have much raw ability. So why bother? Well, with the help of Jesus, with the training of His Word, with the assistance of His Spirit, with the encouragement of others, the master potter can do great things with an ordinary lump of clay if we're willing to be trained. Made a hospital call this week and had this conversation about the training that God has done in my life. There are still occasions where I'll have to step out. I can feel things starting to get a little bit fuzzy in my mind. Things aren't quite sitting still in the room any longer. But I've been trained by experience and by the help of others to recognize that and to know what to do. Prior to being trained, I would simply, stay where I'm at until I pass out and find myself waking up on the floor. Kind of embarrassing when you're making a hospital visit and you're on the floor. It's not that that trait, that nature of mine has changed, but I've been trained. And the old Flip Wilson adage, the devil made me do it, sometimes got used as an excuse. I don't know that I hear that a whole lot anymore, but in reality, we act like that's the truth. Is simply an excuse for not being willing to be trained by God's Word. And we use His Word to train us in all righteousness for a purpose. It's not just so that we're better people. It's not so that we are holier than thou. It's not so that we can be lifted up and say, look at me. No. God says His Word teaches us, rebukes us, corrects us, trains us in all righteousness so that we may be fully equipped for every good work that God wants to do in us and through us. There are a lot of times that we have dreams. Not the dreams we have at night while we're sleeping, but ideas in our mind of what we want to do, what we want to become in life. And sometimes those dreams are hindered by a lack of resources, a lack of ability, a lack of something. Many times, the lack is in our commitment to being trained, or even in our knowing how to be trained. And as believers in Jesus, because we have a righteousness not of our own, but a righteousness declared and given and made possible by the blood of Jesus, we can be trained in all righteousness. As we live as students of God's Word, hearing His words and putting them into practice, so that we are the wise builder whose house stands on the righteousness of Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be righteous. Not a righteousness of our own, because that's not possible, but a righteousness found in Christ. And so, God, today, as we live as those declared righteous through the blood of Jesus, may we choose to be trained in all righteousness by reading Your Word, by studying Your Word, by listening to Your Word, by obeying Your Word. May all Scripture be useful in our life as we choose daily to expose ourselves to the truth of Your Word, to allow Your Spirit to implant it in our hearts and our minds, and to show us how to use it, how to use it correctly and accurately. God, it's my prayer today that every one of us would be willing, would desire to be trained in all righteousness. And that as we accept that training and as we go through that training, that we would grow in the good works that You've created in advance for us to do. The works that lift up Jesus, the works that represent Him, the works that expose Him in a very good way to the people around us, through our righteousness found in Christ, people see the genuine thing. And they call out to the One who can save them. And that's Jesus. And so, God, today, help us to lift up Jesus in all things, in all ways, at every opportunity, so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.